Welcome to City Corner, a KYUK news show focusing on what's going on in Bethel City Hall. I'm Christine Trudeau. The guest this week is once again City Manager Pete Williams, who is joined this time by Public Works Director Bill Arnold. Up for discussion this week, the Sewer Lagoon Jetty Project and the city's water and sewer trucks. The interview was recorded last Friday at Bethel City Hall. Starting with the special meeting that was called on August 2nd, can you start with talking about why that was important to call and what items were covered on there?
So the first one on the council agenda was approval of the contract or agreement with the library. The city funds for a position at the library with the University of Alaska. Last year, they're only open for 4 months, so the budget was built around 8 months of service. This year, it was an oversight when we went to the budget process that for the upcoming year, they'll be open for the full 12 months. So we wanted to make sure there's enough funds in place for 12 months. So it made that adjustment.
Just to clarify, they were closed for 4 months and only open for 8 months, or vice versa?
No, they were closed last year for 4 months.
Okay.
So we've got a just recently awarded a contract to the Merrill Brothers to dredge the sewer lagoon, the first cell up there. And the next step here will be for the equipment to arrive on the barge at the end of August and to start dredging as soon as they can get the equipment set up, which I hope won't take any longer than a week or two. But anyways, that's the next step on that.
And that's the equipment to?
It'll be the dredge and then the belt press, what they call a belt press, to separate fluids from the solids, and then that will get disposed of in the landfill.
Okay, so for your manager's report for the coming up meeting next week on the 8th, you've also talked about the institutional corridor project. Can you update us on that?
Yes, that's out to bid. We did a walk around a week or so ago. There was 25 contractors and subcontractors on the plan holders list. So we expect some competitive bidding. That's up on, when's the date that's due?
The 8th, I believe.
The 8th of August, so next week we'll score them and then award the contract for that.
What kind of scoring process is there? Can you talk about that?
If anybody wants, I believe it's a part of the RFP, which is online at the City of Bethel's website. But basically we pick three people, department heads normally. There's a score sheet. They basically, there's questions to each part of this. The score sheet's broken up into five or six different pieces to equal 100%, depending on the importance of whatever we're looking at. There's different, so one part of the score could be worth 30 points, another 20 points, some 10, depending on how that's determined when we drew up the RFP. Each contractor or each bidder is given a certain number of points, then they're tallied up, and the one with the highest score wins.
Okay. Is there anything else on the manager's report that you wanted to mention?
Well, I guess the one thing that did come up yesterday that's not on everybody's list is that the Army Corps of Engineers will be replacing what we call the tiebacks on the East Addition next summer. The contractor for that project will be able to notify the public on August 10th on when the winning bidder is for that project, too.
Okay. For the new port building, did you want to talk about that or updates on that?
Sure. Well, the new port building, it's coming along really well. I would say it's 65-70% complete, someplace in that mark. We're pretty happy so far with what we've seen there. It's definitely an Arctic build. I've learned a lot in asking the contractor about this and that, and I think various department heads have gone over to take a look at it because they'll be responsible for the maintenance of it going down the road. But it's a nice building. So,
yeah. This was to replace the building that had burned down?
Yeah, so we had a 12 by 18 or maybe 18 by 20 building. It was pretty small, two desks, a restroom that was kind of embarrassing. And so anyways, when we're done with this, we'll have a functional building that will be able to oversee the the comings and goings along the waterfront. The building will also be able to serve as a backup for any emergency situation that space is needed for.
Again, this is City Corner on KYUK. I'm Christine Trudeau, and my guest is City Manager Pete Williams and Public Works Director Bill Arnold. You're listening to a conversation we had last Friday at his office in Bethel City Hall. Did you just want to say hi?
Well, I brought Bill along just because he knows. For those who don't know, we've had an issue with the water trucks lately. In 2005, I guess, they came out with what was kind of a master plan for piped water and sewer in Bethel. Every part of Bethel that was known then was included in this plan. So this institutional corridor, this part of this project is just part of a larger puzzle. If we ever see funding for the rest of it, is probably debatable, but overall, this is just the institutional corridor was really just a small part of a project that started a long time ago.
You have an update in there about the Department of Transportation's decision to come and inspect and then let your drivers know that their trucks were about 7,000 pounds overweight.
Right.
And so after the first, you've begun addressing it. What's that looking like right now?
We don't have a final resolution, so and I don't want to put anybody that's working on this on the spot, the DOTs who we're working with. But I think what we're working towards is at least a six-month waiver on their requirement. So we've been running about a week or 2 weeks almost since this. It'd be actually 2 weeks today, I think, since we were notified of the problem with the trucks being overweight. And we've had a chance to kind of, you know, make the deliveries and find out how it really affected the department. I believe the Public Works Director said that it's cost us about 300 hours of overtime since it started.
That's what we're looking at. We're getting close to that now, yes.
Right. So, and that certainly can continue. I don't know for sure what kind of waiver or if we'll get one, but we're going to have to do something. But for long term, I think what it will mean is that, and we've kind of started putting feelers out amongst with the Public Works Director and the V&E foreman and the grant writer, is that we might end up having to buy 15 new trucks. And it'll probably take a couple of years before we could put this together. But I really haven't even gotten to the city council about this yet. And so there's nothing been approved. We're not ordering the trucks tomorrow or anything. But it is looking like that to really resolve this for the long term, that might have to be the case, is that we'll have to bring our trucks into compliance.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is just sort of preliminary. Your job is to look into options.
We're just exploring options at the moment.
Is there any state responsibility to update the road or repave the road? Have you checked in with them on that?
Right now, what I've been told, and I haven't seen it on paper or cut sheets, I guess, or a design, is that in 2019, they are scheduled to come out here to rehab the state highway. And part of the issue, which means that all the frost heaves and all the bad spots would be removed. And then further down the road, 3, 4, or 5 years later, they'll come and actually tear the whole road up again and put new pavement. And I understand the DOT's position is that before they start laying new pavement down, if they would like to see our trucks in compliance, so if something does happen to the road, can't point to our trucks causing it. I still believe that the frost heaves don't have a lot to do with the weight of what trucks are on the road, and it's facts that we can put the same weight on the road now. It's just that our trucks aren't configured to code or the way that they should be to carry those loads. So, anyways, there's just a lot right now. We're just the 6 months here. If we can get a waiver for 6 months, we would be visiting all our options and discussing whatever issues there are a little bit more closely.
You've been listening to Bethel City Manager Pete Williams and Public Works Director Bill Arnold on City Corner. Got general questions about what's going on in City Hall? You can submit them anonymously by emailing news@kyuk.org. I'm Christine Trudeau, and thanks for listening to City Corner on KYUK.